The constitution that emerged ensured that more than lip service would be paid to the uplift of the scheduled castes, that they would not only have a place equal to others in the new India, but would enjoy special reservations in legislatures and public services. To every Indian, the constitution assured liberty, equality, and fraternity. Jawaharlal Nehru, lonely heir to the legacy of a stressed nation, saw in its steel plants, its huge power plants, its great industries, the new temples of the future. He saw India as a vibrant modern nation that would take its place among the great nations of the world. At the inauguration of the great Bhakra Nangal power project in 1963, he said,
"Those of you who have wandered about India may have seen many of the great works that we are doing all over the country. You may have seen not only individual great works like our great river valley schemes or Sindri or Chittaranjan or the many things in Bangalore or elsewhere all over India, or our great national laboratories and the like. You will have felt that the whole of India is in some kind of commotion. Or if I may put it this way, we talk about Mother India, that Mother India was in labor, producing, creating things. So, Mother India is in labor. We of our generation, many of us present here, belong to that generation which fought for the freedom of India. We threw ourselves into the struggle for the freedom of India. We are children of the revolution in India. And do not imagine that the revolution in India was not a revolution because it was a peaceful one. It was one of the biggest revolutions that the world had. A revolution does not mean the breaking of heads. A revolution means changing things in a big way. We made India independent. Big enough change in this world. So we are children of that revolution. And that revolution is not over. And we have still to continue it. We finished it in a way in the political sphere. We have to continue it in the social and the economic sphere. We cannot remain static.